Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
New research from robo-taxi company Waymo says that driverless taxis have a much lower crash rate in the city than cars with human drivers. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. So, Phil, I'm always a little bit skeptical about these reports because they carefully try to control the conditions that the cars are driven under.
Well, they do. And San Francisco is, on the other hand, one of the most difficult places you're going to drive. As a matter of fact, the rate of accidents here is something like three times that of other cities because of the hills, the curves, and the congestion. But Waymo, which is the other automated taxi service, has just put out this report. And as you point out, you look at it with a skeptical eye. I mean, it is the report, but it has been peer reviewed. But it's a wrap-up of a look at their operations, not only in San Francisco, but also Los Angeles and Phoenix. And they, come to the conclusion that the rate of accidents, crashes, involving people or damage, is about 90% less with automated cars than it is with human drivers. Now, that is, you sit there and go, well, what does that mean? Well, it's a political move in part because what Waymo's saying is that we're safe, but we're also a lot safer than they want to reiterate Cruise, which is the company that has basically shut down, gutted itself, and gotten out of San Francisco over that embarrassing and tragic and terrible accident and possible attempted cover-up in San Francisco involving one of their driverless cars.
So how do you think this – will this be accepted given the context of Cruise and that it did happen here?
Well, look, like I said, Cruise is run by GM. Waymo is run by Alphabet. And Waymo has been sort of the quiet one in the driverless car movement. Instead of San Francisco, focusing on San Francisco, which what Cruise did, Waymo put most of their attention into Phoenix, which is a spread out city with a grid like roadway and just a lot easier to drive. And they've been very successful there, although they did have one fatality early on that a lot of people questioned. But since then, they've been running pretty smoothly, and they're in Los Angeles as well. Cruise, on the other hand, was a bumpy ride in San Francisco, not only for the accident it had and not showing the full video of what happened because one of their cars hit a woman that had been hit by a hit-and-run driver. She fell in front of the car. It stopped, and then it started and pulled over and dragged her for something like 20 feet. That, caused tremendous uproar and led to them losing the ability to drive driverless and pick up passengers in San Francisco. But Waymo's a lot quieter, and we haven't seen the reports of incidents of them with accidents or with, blocking muni or police lines. Now, whether this is believed or how this works, it's nothing official. But I'm going to tell you, it does show that, like artificial intelligence and other tech wonders, it's moving on, no matter what the public's concerns are. Waymo is going to be moving on. They're going to continue to operate. They're probably going to expand their operations around the state. And also a big push here, the next one in the upcoming year, is for driverless trucks. Now, the state legislature passed the law trying to put the kibosh on driverless trucks for about 3 to 5 years for more testing, but the governor vetoed that. So it's one of those cases where there's concerns, but this caravan of technology and driverless cars and trucks is moving on, although a lot quieter than it did in past years.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.